So, Cal, thanks for joining us after that match. Firstly, what are your thoughts after all that?
We're at a level of football now, and some of it's unsavoury, some of it's known as a professional approach, I suppose. And we've got to learn very quickly that diving, winding up, is part of the game. And we can't give anybody any excuse to be able to exploit us in that way. It's very difficult when you get a weak referee who saw her coming together in the first half. That was exactly the same in the second half. The only difference was that in the first half the player didn't go to ground. In the second half the player went to ground, but then got up very quickly. And then just small little things at this moment that again are going against us. Free kick on the edge of the box, which I don't think anybody thought was a free kick. But then, a tiny split in the wall and it ends up in the back of the net. And then,
that going in at half time, we score with 2 minutes into injury.
And I think we dominated in the time. First half.
But they were always going to come out the blocks because they were like that in the first 20 minutes, and then we kind of ground them down really in a way, and they started playing. It was a bit it was a bitty game in that first half.
Yeah.
They were always going to come out all guns blazing, and well, we fell for it in the end, didn't we? With a free kick and the
yeah, but you rely on and it will hopefully it'll even itself out, which I've always said. You rely on the officials to officiate, and for me today, I think they've the referee, I thought the line was another half-decent game, but the referee has bought everything that was...
This is an old story, though, in this league. I've had chats with you after games where we talk about the professionalism and the kidology angle
that
we've never got used to at all at the moment.
That's something that we keep working on. We give players the opportunity to be able to go out there and represent the club, and if they can, then great. If they can't, then they're going to be moving on, and we'll get people in of the right level. Not to an extent where I think it's unjust. I don't want cheats. I can't abide cheating, but at the end of the day, I'm fed up of standing, talking to different people and bemoaning the fact that we've been... we've not got our just rewards, so...
And there's a few questions we need to ask you about personnel. Obviously, the Tuesday night match at Telford, what can you say about that, really? I think you said it all in the programme notes. It's just one of them things just to forget, really. Obviously, we brought in a new keeper today, fourth. Just a quick question about that signing.
Yeah, Dylan signed for us a few weeks ago. Yeah. He was at Chester. He's been recommended by John Worsnop. And obviously with the injury to Dave Carnell, he's got a few games in it at Witton Albion. And coming today, and I thought he's had a really good debut.
Yeah, he did a good save.
I think it's a shame that he's on the end of conceding three goals, because he couldn't have done anything about the free kick. That's gone through the wall where the wall should have been doing its job. He's pulled off a great save for the third one where it's rebounded to their lad. The first one, he's pulled again a great save when they've mobbed him in the 6 yard box.
And Carnell, that's going to be an injury for about 1 to 2 weeks, we reckon, or maybe a bit longer.
Don't know at this stage.
There's Sam Sheridan, who went off with
a concussion
on Tuesday. 3 weeks out now. There was two players on the bench today, Greaves and Wolfenden. Yeah. I'm assuming they're not 100% at the moment, or.
Yeah, I think Greaves has had a really long hard season. He's put a right shift in, so I was hoping to give him a bit of a rest, maybe get in the last 20 minutes, but obviously Lewis Lacey going off injured, we've had to change that round. And then as the game went, Greg Daniels has been patient, and I thought he was excellent.
He was
fantastic, that was it. Wolfie just coming back after his shoulder injury, and again he's another player that you'd like to get involved. Today it wasn't the kind of game for Wolfie, so that's it really.
And Bradford Park Avenue on Wednesday, Well, what are you expecting with that one? It's just
a tough one,
Cranford Park Avenue,
isn't it? They're all tough, Ben, and we need, you know, the quicker we can learn the lessons. Well, we are going to learn the lessons quickly, let's just say that, because, like I say, I'm fed up with standing here. We've got good players, good footballers, but the know-how needs to improve.
Thanks, Cal.
Cheers.